Hello, gorgeous listener. Welcome to Confidence Unleashed with confidence coach extraordinaire, Heather Tucker. Join Heather for candid conversations on intimacy for married women. Explore guilt-free sensuality. Let go of societal and religious taboos. Learn to love your body and boost that sex drive. Confidence Unleashed, your key to unlocking a more confident, sexy you in and out of the bedroom. And now here's your host, Heather Tucker.
Welcome to Confidence Unleashed, the podcast dedicated to empowering women to experience abundant pleasure and confidence in the bedroom. I am Heather Tucker, your host and passionate sex coach committed to revolutionizing how women approach intimacy and fulfillment. Today, we're going to dive deep into the topic of fake orgasms and the signs that may indicate your female partner is not experiencing genuine pleasure. Fake orgasms can be detrimental to relationships, leading to misunderstandings and unfulfilled intimacy. As someone deeply passionate about genuine sexual experiences, I believe that faking an orgasm is a disservice to both you and your partner. It perpetuates unrealistic expectations and undermines the true essence of sexual pleasure. In my own experience, encountering partners who prioritize performative sex over genuine connection has only fueled my resolve to address this issue openly and honestly. Let me share a story with you about a couple I once worked with who has been together for over 2 decades. The woman, feeling pressure to meet her partner's expectations, had been faking orgasms for almost the entirety of their relationship. She believed it was easier to fake it than to confront the underlying issues. However, this facade of pleasure began to take a toll on their marriage. When she finally revealed the truth, it nearly shattered their bond. It was a wake-up call that highlighted the importance of authentic communication and understanding in a relationship. Now, before we begin, I want to share an exciting opportunity with you as part of my commitment to enhancing pleasure for all women. I've created a free resource called The 23 Erogenous Zones Every Woman Should Know About. This guide is designed to help you explore new sensations and unlock untapped pleasure points. Be sure to click the link in the show notes to download your free copy and enhance your sexual journey today. Now, let's delve into the signs that may indicate your partner is faking it. If you suspect that your female partner is not experiencing genuine pleasure, here are 6 telltale clues for you to consider. Number 1, she, quote, comes after you keep asking her to. Listen, men, pressuring your female partner to have an orgasm will backfire. If she reluctantly agrees just to appease you, to make you happy, it's more than likely not genuine. This dynamic can create a performance-driven atmosphere that undermines mutual pleasure and connection. Genuine orgasms stem from authentic arousal and desire, not from pressure. So explore ways to create a supportive and communicative environment where both of you can openly express your desires without feeling pressured. The second sign that your partner might be faking it is there was no foreplay. Men, most women, require foreplay to reach an orgasm. You have to play with her button, as some of us like to call it, or play with our bean. Lack of sufficient foreplay may indicate that she's not fully aroused or stimulate. Do not dry hump us, okay? It hurts. Take the time to engage in intimate activities that build anticipation and enhance pleasure for both partners. Explore different forms of foreplay, such as kissing, touching, oral stimulation, to discover what works best for her unique preferences and needs. And remember, every single one of us as a female identified person gets turned on and gets wet and juicy from different things. So if you've had partners in the past and what worked before with your other female partners is not working with your current partner, remember to have more conversations with her about what brings her body pleasure. Each of us as individuals, we're all different. We all need different things to turn us on and to bring about the orgasm. And so if you're trying something that just doesn't work for her, don't get upset when she's not having a real orgasm, all right? The third sign that your partner is faking it is she has no recovery time. Genuine orgasms are often followed by a period of relaxation and an altered state. If she seems unchanged after claiming to climax, it may not be real. So make sure that you're paying attention to her body language and emotional state post-sex. Genuine orgasms can leave a lasting impact on physical and emotional well-being, leading to a sense of fulfillment and intimacy between the two of you. So if you're discovering that that's not there, she wants to get up and leave, she might have been faking it. So encourage open communication about post-orgasm experiences to deepen mutual understanding and connection. The fourth sign that she's faking it is her body has no contractions as she's getting more and more and more turned on. Those convulsions that you can tell something is happening in her body. So look for pelvic muscle contractions during an orgasm. If her body remains completely still, it could be a sign of faking it. Pelvic contractions are a natural response to an orgasm and can be felt by both partners during intimate moments. This physical indicator can provide insight into the authenticity of her pleasure and arousal. So take the time to explore her body's responses and communicate openly about what feels pleasurable for her. The fifth sign that your woman is faking it is suddenly she wants sex to be completely different from what you are used to experiencing. So changes in sexual preferences or requests may indicate a shift towards authenticity and self-discovery. If your female partner expresses a desire for different forms of stimulation or intimacy, it could be a positive sign of her evolving needs and desires. So embrace these changes with curiosity. Don't get upset. Have an openness about you and encourage her to have an open dialogue about what brings her genuine pleasure and satisfaction. I will tell you a story about myself. When I was younger, I used to fake it all the time. I didn't understand what a real orgasm was. My mom never taught me. The church never taught me. Boyfriends would never take the time to teach me. I could tell they wanted me to. I could tell they wanted to understand when I was having an orgasm. I could tell that they were getting frustrated if I was taking too long to finish, to have an orgasm. So I started to fake it. I didn't like to feel that pressure. It made me feel very uncomfortable. It made me feel like I was doing something wrong, that I was horrible at sex. And so I started to fake it. And guess what? None of those men ever knew it. They never knew. And if they did, they never said. I'm pretty sure that they didn't know, though, because as soon as I faked it, then they quickly came after that and they're like, oh, that was the best sex ever. And in my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, fucking right. I need to go to the bathroom and take care of myself because that was awful. But I also had no voice. I didn't know how to voice what turned me on or what brought about arousal, what got me wet. I didn't give myself permission to speak to boyfriends in that way. So I think there's a lot of us out here that just don't know how to communicate our needs. And so we end up not wanting to disappoint our partners. We end up feeling pressured by them to orgasm, but not knowing how to express what really gets us off. And so we end up faking it. So ladies, do not fake it. I swear to you, it is not worth it. Also, another point underneath this is there are such things in our brain as neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters in our brain remember how we orgasmed before. So even if we are faking it, our brain is remembering how long it took us to orgasm. So if you are 5 minutes into sex, you're starting to fake an orgasm, you're training your brain to fake an orgasm at 5 minutes if nothing real is happening. So you are doing way more damage, ladies, by faking it than you even realize. Because if you decide to be done with faking it and you decide to wait for a real orgasm, you might find that it takes you a lot longer. Because now you're in your head and you're like, oh, this is around the time when I normally fake it. Uh-oh. And it starts to add a lot of pressure to you. And then it's going to take away from you being aroused and you'll be all up in your head. And that's going to take you a lot longer to orgasm. Your man is also going to start to wonder, wow, she normally comes around 5 minutes. Why isn't she coming? And it's just going to be this whole horrible, uncomfortable, awkward thing. So I highly recommend stop faking it if you are. You want the real thing. It is so amazing. You don't want to miss out. All right. The final sign that your female partner might be faking it is if it's way different than her other orgasms. Genuine orgasms can vary in intensity and expression. So pay attention to what feels natural and authentic for her. If her orgasm seems inconsistent with her usual experiences, it's worth exploring deeper conversations about pleasure and satisfaction. Every woman's sexual response is unique. Every encounter sexually is unique. So if you orgasm one day, it might be 5 minutes. Another day might be 15 minutes. Another day might be an hour. There's nothing wrong with having different times of response. There's nothing wrong with you as a woman if one day you can come quick and the other day you can't. Every experience sexually is completely normal and good for you. And so embrace every single moment of pleasure with your partner. It's an amazing opportunity for you to become as close as you possibly can, right? Now, as a reminder, you can experiment with the 23 different techniques from my free guide to discover new sensations and enhance your orgasmic experiences. Just click the link in the show notes below and you'll be able to download that today. Now, if you discover that your partner has been faking it, approach the situation with as much compassion and curiosity as you possibly can. You don't want open communication to be broken and for it to go away And for either one of you to feel uncomfortable with being vulnerable about how things actually are in the bedroom. So if you suddenly find out that your partner has been faking it, like my client I mentioned earlier in the podcast, please provide as much grace and compassion as possible, because I totally believe that together we can foster healthier, more fulfilling sexual relationships as long as we give each other the space to be open. Understanding and embracing authenticity and intimacy is essential for building meaningful connections and fostering genuine pleasure in your relationships. The journey to uncovering what truly brings you pleasure begins with open and honest communication with yourself and learning how to confidently approach your partner with how you feel. It's all about breaking down barriers and creating a safe space where both partners feel comfortable expressing their desires and needs. When you have the confidence to voice what turns you on and you learn how to communicate that openly about your sexual preferences, the overall sexual experience can be incredibly transformative. It's not just about physical pleasure. It can become about deepening emotional intimacy and strengthening the close bond with your partner. Confidence in the bedroom allows you to explore and celebrate your unique desires without fear or hesitation. It empowers you to prioritize your pleasure and advocate for what brings you joy and fulfillment. When both you and your partner feel heard, understood, and supported, the result is a more connected and satisfying sexual relationship. So take the time to have those meaningful conversations with your spouse, with your partner. Explore together, discover together, and celebrate each other's desires. Let confidence also be your guide as you navigate the beautiful complexities of intimacy. Embrace your true authenticity. Prioritize your pleasure. Prioritize your partner's pleasure. And watch how your relationship will blossom into a deeper, more fulfilling connection with the love of your life. Remember, true intimacy is built on a foundation of trust, communication, and mutual respect. By fostering an environment of openness and vulnerability, you will be able to create a space where both of you can fully embrace your desires and experience the joys of that genuine connection. So thanks for listening to Unveiling the Truth Behind Fake Orgasms. If you found this episode helpful, please leave a 5-star rating and also leave a positive review. I thank you ahead of time for that. Also, make sure to follow the Confidence Unleashed podcast to be notified when new episodes are released. Thank you so much for joining today. Take care. Have a beautiful weekend.
Thanks for rocking out with Confidence Unleashed and the incredible Heather Tucker. Want to invite Heather to speak at your next event or dive into some one-on-one coaching magic? Head over to sexcoachheather.com. Until next time, keep it sexy and stay true to yourself. Shh.